Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So you recording there, Mark?
I'm recording, yes. Okay.
Okay, yep, let's go. Oh, hang on. I've pressed the wrong one. Now you know what we have to do. We have to wait till that's finished as well now.
So we could just have a little nice chat. This is a...
Let's have a little chat.
Yeah, so this is an intro. This is a guest episode, everybody. So, but it's a guest episode where Danny... I recorded it in Australia, so Danny's not on the interview, but I don't... No.
Chopped liver's back at home.
But obviously, we want chopped liver involved. So we're going to do an intro into the podcast and an outro. So that's what this is. And we're just waiting now until the song finishes so we can do the intro properly.
It's the only thing I think about this desk is that you should be able to interrupt and stop the jingles. You shouldn't have to wait for them to go all the way to the end, yeah? I mean, don't get this at the beeb. Right, let me just see where it is. It's nearly there. Okay, we can start now. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
Oh, yeah.
Here he is. Oh, it's good to see you, Danny.
Yeah.
Great to see you. Your hair's looking good. You had it cut?
Is it? I've started wearing a bucket hat. Look,
have you?
I got this Trago Mills down in Devon. Yeah. You won't recognise me when I get back.
I don't.
The calisthenics and mainly the bucket hat, but it's...
You keep going about these
It's going to be my new thing going into the summer.
Calisthenics.
I thought you'd have heard of that.
I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it is.
If I had to describe it, I'd say it was accelerated speed Pilates.
Accelerated speed Pilates.
Is what I'd call it.
What, the move?
Yeah, it's sort of a bit... It's
like dynamic.
I've got myself an app. I got a 28-day program. You won't recognise me in another 27 days.
I can't wait. I've been hitting the gym quite a lot since I've been in Melbourne.
Have you? Is it hit back?
Yes, it's good, actually. I've been having a nice time. Found a nice hotel nearby that just happened to do a deal for a month's membership. Just basically for people to try it. So it's like ideal for anyone who's just turned up for the festival. So I'll be going there.
Yeah.
Really posh.
Yeah, mate. I tell you what, when we get... I ate McDonald's the other day. And you know what? Well, I say the other day, last night. And I didn't enjoy it, champ.
No?
I think my body is now... my body's now crying out for nutrients. Mm. It's the calisthenics, I tell you. Change your life.
I thought you were going to say you had the McDonald's and it reminded you of me.
It sort of did, but it was disappointingly, I don't know, maybe the fact that you weren't there.
You know what, I think if I've been having a really healthy time and then I have McDonald's, the McDonald's tastes like it's disgusting.
But if
you have another two McDonald's, you'll be back where you were.
He goes away. Right, okay. Yeah, you just got to push on through. Should we get to it then, Chief?
Yeah, we should get to it. What's quite funny is I don't know what episode we should put out. I've recorded loads in Australia. So basically, what I'm going to do, Danny, we're just going to throw some people out and then you can decide who we should have this week. A bit like a sort of wheel spinning round.
Pick them. Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah, so we've got Ryan Cullen is on the wheel. We've got Luke Benson on the wheel. We've got Daniel Connell, who is an Australian comedian, on the wheel. And we've got Dan Tiernan on the wheel. So if you could just spin that wheel, Danny.
It's Ryan Cullen.
Ryan Cullen, everybody. Here's Ryan Cullen. That was great.
I mean, you start how you mean to go on.
Yeah.
Your first joke is dark.
Yeah.
And your last joke is probably a bit darker.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
everything else is just
somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between those
or
two.
Less. Yeah.
No. Right. No. Well,
yeah, the first one's quite harsh, and then.
It is. It's you know what? The first one's harsh if you haven't had anything like that so far.
Yeah.
But compared to all your other stuff, it probably isn't that harsh.
Yes. Yes. I do purposely do it because, like, I feel like I think I've told you even this a few times, but if I go on stage and just start off with like, "Oh, I'm Irish. My name's Ryan," and then start the jokes, they're like, "Ooh."
Yeah. Because also they're thinking, "Oh, Irish, that's nice."
Yeah. I could reel that immediately.
But I find it's impressive what you do because you start with a really dark joke, and you quite often the first joke takes the wind out of the room because they're like,
"Yeah, yeah."
And a lot of people would be like, "Oh, fuck," but you don't because you just go, "Nah, this is what I do," and you go, "Another one. There's another one," and they always come.
I think they only come because of it. That's a minute. Yeah. If I don't set down exactly what's happening, I'd either rip that joke immediately and I'm already in, but if it doesn't, they get on board way quicker than if I don't do it.
Mm.
Like they kind of get it after, and they go, "Oh,
cause you,
I get it. Soulless guy."
And So normally when people come on, quite often they have stuff that maybe is that don't work. The jokes that don't work are jokes that maybe are a bit too dark for them. But like that, I can't imagine that's a problem. I doubt you come up with anything too dark.
No.
But what happens? I'm assuming because I write dark jokes every so often.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can't really pull them off.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a similar thing, but the other way around?
So I've tried many.
Have you got like silly jokes that just don't match?
I sometimes have silly jokes that I do need some sort of ones sometimes to break it up, especially in an hour show.
Yeah, right.
Or keep them reset because in some ways, you know, like I did at this Fringe, I did like high jokes that were stupid, but I put it into a section.
Just what jokes?
High jokes I wrote when I was high.
Ah, okay.
And they were completely different.
Got your best structure.
So silly, but it was still very structured. And here's a little box how I change. I think the bit was basically, you know, I used to, you know, I've read about all the rock stars, they were always writing when they were, you know, on weed or whatever, but mine's was just, become really stupid really quickly.
That's nice, though, a nice angle.
It is, yeah. It worked, and then I do still sometimes chuck them in, but it's come to the stage that when I chuck one in that would be not dark, they kind of get shocked. More than the dark one, then.
Hang on. there's something not right here.
Nobody died in this one.
Yeah, so you had silly jokes that just don't match you at all.
I used to have ones about, God, I can't even remember a lot of them. Like even that one about, I don't even mind, I think it's in that, I don't use it anymore, but the one about, I did it in one of the gigs here about I'm a chocoholic. The joke was that I'm a chocoholic and my pronouns are Hershey's.
Yeah.
And like when I do it, sometimes you see people go, sometimes I've had to address it. Like, or is this, yeah.
It worked. It really worked when I saw it, because I really remember it.
It works.
But I did, when you did it, because I saw you do it the one time here, and it didn't really land.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I spoke to you about it, I was like, do you think that's because they don't have Hershey's as common over here?
Yeah, maybe not.
So like, even in the UK, it's not that common.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Is it American?
It's American. You just would know it in the UK because it's on TVs and people know what it is. But no, I mean, you'd have to go to one of those American candy shops to get Hershey's. Yeah. Other stupid jokes I used to do was like, I have one in the specials coming out, but I don't really care.
When you started, did you go straight to dark or did you try light stuff?
I realized that it wasn't a specific choice. I just realised I was.
Mm.
So I like the first few gigs when I was writing the jokes. I remember my first gig, I absolutely ripped it. Mm. And I was like, I am going to be in love with the Apollo tomorrow. And then died for 6 months straight after. yeah. And then I died for a long time. And then quit comedy. For about a year and a half. Huh? And then came back to it. But I only remember after the first 2 days, it was, whew, that's a rough joke. And I was like, oh.
Right.
Oh, is it? I think it's just that, you know, the family does have a dark sense of humour. So
yes,
when it happens, and my friends too at the time and stuff at the time, it made it sound like they were dead. I don't chat to them anymore. They still
so
do.
Gone dark straight away. Even
exactly. There you go.
Chatting.
There you go. Exactly.
Why have we always got to die?
There's so many people dying on our show. I must do like a death tally.
Yeah.
Because.
That's funny, actually. Maybe that could be a nice little theme throughout a solo show.
I might do that this
it's
year.
It's just come up at the end with like a graph or something.
How many
people die?
It's always grandmothers. Somebody 1 year.
Yeah, that's funny, because if you go, this is how many people died. You go, if you notice here, this spike here, these are all grandmothers.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's funny.
You'll probably see that in this year's show.
That's great. That'll kill a bit of time.
Yeah, exactly.
As a one-liner comic, that's one of the biggest things you want. If you can find something that kills, 5 minutes.
Or because it resets them as well.
Yeah.
No, that's so funny. Because somebody did heckle me once for that. They were like, oh, and I was like, what? And they were like, that's your sixth grandmother. That's your sixth grandmother that just died a different way. And I was like, yeah. I've kind of got it. If there's an uncle that does something, somebody that does something ridiculous, and ends up killed or does something ridiculous, it's always an uncle. I was going to make it the same dude.
Right.
I don't know, but I didn't want to go my Uncle Terry. Mm. Because I didn't want to, I don't know. It might take a little bit of fun off it for me if people are like, oh, Ryan and his Uncle Terry jokes. And then it sounds too silly. And then you go into it and everyone of them's like, oh, we got mauled by a pit bull. And you're like, oh, that's not. Yeah. That's not what I expected.
So you were going to tell us a silly joke.
Like things like one that I used to like was like chameleons are going extinct, or are they? Right. I loved it.
I had a chameleon joke. It wasn't my chameleon joke. It was something like chameleon porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't see that coming.
Great.
Or something. But I don't even know if I tried it. Does that actually work? Didn't see that coming. Didn't see it coming. It was something to do with. Have you ever seen the end of? Have you ever watched all the way to the end of Chameleon Porn? You won't see it coming. Or do you need to say there's a twist?
No, if you're watching to the end, it's pretty funny. You just imagine.
Watch Chameleon Porn. Have you ever watched Chameleon Porn all the way to the end? You won't see it coming. Yeah. I think it's good. Maybe it's good. Should I write that down? Yeah. I should revisit that.
Yeah. I definitely do that. Other ones are more like. Anytime that these silly ones.
Did you do the Chameleon one? Did you say in one of your specials that's coming out?
Yes. Yeah, I'll probably. I don't know when I'll have that out after this. I just had After Australia and over the Fringe, it'll be out soon. But it's an old one. I have done that thing where we kept it in the bank for too long, and now the entire end's about the Queen who was alive at the time. It still works, but it does have a massive live from 2002. It's
could
literally
you do
the
like
first
a like a quick cut and just you talking to the camera and explaining the situation?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Maybe
a fucking goddamn Queen. Yeah. But it's still to be honest, it wasn't about the Queen in anything like that. It was just about the royal family and things. So it all works still, but it's just. I mean, everything just changes to the king now, but it does have specifically when it was filmed and everything. Luckily, already edited at the start. You know?
It's like is there loads of COVID stuff in it?
No.
That's good.
I couldn't.
So have you got any bits you were gonna run through?
It's very funny because I presume, I don't know, I feel like me and you would have a lot more stuff that we can't make work because of the way we write.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't have a thing, it basically means our punchline doesn't work. The whole thing's messed up. Whereas others can kind of get around it.
It either can work or it can't work.
I have a folder in front of me. I have all leftovers in a thing, and there is.
I've got the same.
600 jokes in it.
Yeah.
But I was going to try and.
But it's good to go through those because I've found that even this one we've done here, there's a few jokes I've said to you. Oh, I used to have a joke where I said that, and then I've gone. I thought, why didn't I just say it like that?
And I've tried it,
and it's worked.
So
sometimes you just got to come back to them when you're a bit better, I think.
Definitely. It's a handy one as well if you can't think of anything. You go, okay, my head's not working.
Somewhere to start from, because you might leap to another topic linked to it.
The amount of times then you've been looking at a thing for years, and one day you go, oh.
Well, it's like that joke I've been trying. I won't say what the joke is, because it'll be in my new special. My next tour, sorry. But... There's a joke that I had an angle I was trying to make work, and then I just slightly changed the actual wordplay, and all of a sudden it's a different joke and it works
and brilliant.
Yeah, it's like it could be an opener now.
Because
it's a joke that needs to go at the beginning. So
great.
Yeah, so that's really cool. So
they're the ones that are more joyful.
So any on here on these lists that annoy you? That
I've got one, and you know, it's one that's not even that. It's not even that good of an idea. It's just that it's been there so long.
Yeah.
And I couldn't work it. Like, if I do work it, it's going to be a 6 out of 10 in my head because I can't work it. But it was, the idea was, it was kind of like a, not even a play on words, about getting high. I got so high that I walked into a plain glass window and knocked myself clean out. And I was just going to say, like, blunt forced trauma, because it's a blunt, you'd be smoking a blunt.
Okay.
But I have had this, I reckon, in my notes. It's number four here. Blunt forced trauma.
Blunt. A blunt. You call it a blunt.
Yeah.
The actual thing is called a blunt.
Yeah. It's a
blunt forced
trauma. The forced part is probably throwing things off.
I think the example, it's like, it feels like it's not, you could do that anyway. It doesn't feel like it's specifically.
No, there is enough there, definitely.
Forced.
Because.
Or maybe just talk about, that won't work. Because I was going to say, you could do just list things that have happened to you because you've been high.
Yeah.
And then that's blunt force trauma. But the forced. It needs to be something about blunt. It needs to be an element of actual blunt force trauma as well.
Yeah. That's why I had walking into a window and knocking myself out. I'm trying to think of things you would do.
Could you list a few, like list things that happen where you've been hit in the head or whatever? So maybe, what if a drug dealer, you owed someone money,
okay,
and then they hit you with their car?
That's happened to me many times.
Yeah, as we spoke about, you've been hit by a car 7 times. That's really funny.
We'll
come back to that in a second. But maybe that's
a good angle, yeah.
Because blunt forced, because the blunt has forced.
Oh, yeah, the trauma.
You stole a blunt, and then they chased you and got hit by a car or something. Maybe blunt forced.
That would work, but you're saying blunt twice.
What would you call? What would you say instead of blunt?
Like a joint or whatever.
Yes, I stole a joint, and the guy hit me with his car. Blunt force trauma. It feels a bit better, maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what a drug dealer would do. They would hit you with a bat.
Hit me with a bat. That feels
much cleaner.
Much cleaner than the plane, because it's linked. It's still linked to.
That's yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Or blunt. And if it doesn't work, maybe listing 3 situations where it's caused you.
Yeah.
Blunt force trauma.
That's the first line. Like, I suffered from blunt force trauma. I got out of hospital for blunt force trauma. A drug dealer beat me up. No.
No, because you need to mention. Weed. Oh no! There you go. Oh
God! I have went around. You've already went down avenue.
A drug dealer hit me in the head with his bat because I stole a joint. Blunt force trauma. Because I feel like having blunt and the joint quite close together will get it over the line, maybe.
Okay, right. Okay.
Maybe. Hit in the head by a drug dealer hit me in the head with a baseball bat because I stole a joint. Blunt force trauma. I feel like that feels better.
That probably works because the punchline is the actual blunt force trauma.
Yeah, because that's the reason that you got hit in the head directly.
Yeah.
That blunt caused that trauma.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that's...
And another thing is, because it's short, if it's not that strong, the shorter it is, actually, it helps you get away with it more. Because the bigger build-up for a lesser punchline...
Yeah. I can usually have some sort of one after it.
Mm.
Like an old joke I had used to be that was similar. Not similar, but it was about... I had a drug overdose and died, and I was like, devastating blow. But you'd say blow like that rather than devastating blow, and people loved that. I thought that was stupid. I can't believe that worked.
Say that again.
I had a roommate in college who died of a drug overdose, and you just went devastating blow.
Would you not say cocaine? Would that get it over the line more because it's blow and cocaine?
I actually don't even remember if I said cocaine. That would probably
do. Especially if you do that off the back of the other one, then they're in the...
Yeah, because I actually tried to write a joke, and it's not currently, and it's also not actually fixed. is it's actually in the list. This hasn't also been fixed, and it's about thing ago. There's positives and negatives with weed. As like for example, my grandfather, you know, smokes weed, and it helps him with his pain from his Parkinson's. And then I was like, but I'm sure there's positives too. Was kind of what I was trying to, trying to do is if that was a negative. That's never landed, no. But it's a good idea. But it's
let me just, my brain here. When you were talking about the other things, I thought of a joke.
Great.
And then we did the blow thing, and then I forgot that joke that I'd thought of. And then as you were saying that last one, I thought of it again. So I wasn't 100% focused. So I know what my joke is that I'll talk to you about. You first. What, say that one again.
So basically that joke was, there's positives and negatives with weed.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my granddad smokes now. He's got Parkinson's, and it helps with his pain and everything like that. And I'm sure there's positives as well.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
That's
yes,
never yes, worked yes. on stage, funnily. I thought it was done.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's...
I think that's... Yeah. Unless they're just literally... They think it's too mean, but... Not compared to your other stuff.
Yeah,
it's all working.
Not really,
but yeah, it helps him with the and I'm sure there's some positives as well. Do they think you mean that more positives?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, maybe because.
Yeah. So, that's one. Do you think if you put it more on the nose? I don't like doing it on the nose, but maybe if you just went. So that's one negative. Do you know what I mean? So it's more obvious what you're saying.
That might work. I will definitely try.
I always prefer it to be cleverer, but sometimes yours just won't get there.
Yeah. You have to pick your battles. So, it's well past the stage.
So that is one of the because also they think you're gonna say positives. So that's one of the negatives.
That's much better.
Especially if you do a little thing with your hand. That's one of the negatives. Yeah. Maybe that's worth a try.
One of your negatives. I'm actually gonna fucking quickly write that down. Because I've tried that one. That one's already on the it's not working list. You know, like so that's great. I'll try it today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What else have you got? Have you got another one?
I've got loads.
I feel like we haven't really got that much time. Okay, we'll try to do two more.
Okay. Well, I had one. This one was about my cousin moving to America, and the phrase making it rain, as in making money.
Yeah.
He's like, my cousin's out in America making it rain. And I had either he married his dance choreographer. I was trying to make it say, like, you know, because they believe that, you know, gay marriage makes it rain, causes bad weather.
Oh, that's
too
that's
loose.
Quite hard to,
I have a joke similar
I
to.
I thought you mean like a rain dance.
I had that as well. That's the other one. I had like a.
Is it, who does that? What sort of people do rain dances? Is it like a specific sort of.
Oh, God, actually,
person.
Fucking. I don't even know.
Like,
is it Native Americans, I believe, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And hippies and Burning
Man.
It's
making it rain. I thought, you earn loads of money. It's like, no.
Oh, just, that could work because you
just
joined
the tribe.
Tribe's a good word, too.
Yeah, but I don't know if joining the tribe and making it rain is enough of a connection.
Nah, it probably won't work.
Unless you do a dance. Unless you actually do. Unless you go. Like just start.
I reckon
Oh, is there another link to, could you say there's a bit of money in dance, in traditional dance choreography, making it rain? I feel like if you Google rain dance,
yeah,
I feel like it might give you the words to use.
Yes, yes, yes.
Possibly. Is that what you were thinking when you were doing it, or you were...
No, I have two. I had a rain dance in brackets as well, in case that was another angle, but the first one I had was basically playing on the fact that Americans... I did end up with a joke that was a bit more long-winded that I currently did there in thing, which was sometimes I bring it in if there's an American in, about there's an evangelical Christian church that, you know, blames gay marriage for hurricanes.
Yeah.
I have a bit about that. So it's pretty close to that, in fairness, but I wanted to make a joke of it.
So if you mention that and then talk about a gay couple, how would a gay couple make money?
That's why I never did it, because I had dance choreographer, and I honestly feel like it's the most offensive thing. Yeah. As a straight guy going, what do I think that all gay couples are all dance choreographers?
Yeah. Just no. What if it's someone providing the gay wedding service?
Oh.
Because they're making it rain.
Oh, a celebrant.
Because
it's them that's actually specifically doing
it's
the wedding.
It's gay marriage that's causing the hurricanes and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
So but maybe you could say gay marriage is causing hurricanes, and then say it's good business though, or something.
Good business
it's good business being a, and then another word that isn't repeating words, and go making it rain, something in that maybe.
LGBTQ too.
Yeah.
LGBT. Celebrant. It's not a good word to end on.
Celebrant isn't.
No.
But what's another word for taking charge of ceremony? Master of Ceremonies or LGBT Master of Ceremonies.
I mean, that could easily be fixed with a Google.
Yeah, if you do a bit of research into the word.
Yeah.
Making it rain. And there's nothing offensive about that joke either.
No, if anything, you're just highlighting
the idiots.
Yeah. That's actually would be, in my head, that would be done as normal.
Because you could even say, ironically, making it rain or just making it rain. That's great. All right, one more. Let's do one more.
I had one here about refused a loan at the sperm bank. They said first come, first served. I don't know if that's done or
what.
It doesn't make much sense.
A loan. What do you mean a loan?
That's what I thought was funny, because in a regular bank you can get a loan out, but you can't get a loan in a sperm bank. But imagine going in for a loan.
Right. Well, I mean, first come, first serve. There must be another way of doing that. They're advertising for sperm bank donors, first come, first serve.
Oh, that's it. That's pretty much just it. That would work, wouldn't
it? I don't know what a loan.
You would. There is no such thing as loaning from a
but
sperm
also,
bank.
But also, like, why would loan and first come, first serve?
I don't know. Basically, he wrote stuff after asking for a loan in a sperm bank. It's so funny to me.
I think that I haven't heard that particular. I'm always, sometimes I write a cum joke and I'm always like, cum jokes are just so done.
Yeah,
but if you
can
find one that's a bit more, to it, I think that's okay.
No, definitely.
And also, it's such a little, it'd be like a filler joke in an hour.
Do you know what I mean?
First come, first serve. Yeah.
So what you reckon it'd be? I'm going to do all three of these today.
Are you? Oh, great.
That's it. Job done.
I think there's probably been a joke about tennis and some sort of like first come, first serve. You know what? I may have even thought of this before.
Yeah.
But it's something along the lines of some people flip a coin before playing tennis. My friend and I, we just masturbate. Yeah, first come, first serve. Do you know what I mean? That's funny.
Funny it is. Ridiculous.
It doesn't. That wouldn't fit my act at all. But yeah, that's good. That great. Okay, cool. I mean, that's flown by. So where can people find stuff? If you're special,
basically it'll all start on Instagram, but I will end up which is Ryan Cullen Comedy, but it will be up on YouTube. So if you do find me Ryan Cullen Comedy on YouTube. And all of that will make a difference, because I realize that they build up the old subscribers before I dump a special on it.
That's the worry, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just put it out there and no one watches it. That's really scary.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Ryan Cullen, everybody.
Hang on, and now we're going to... That was the in that one, Mark. That was the in. Now we're going to come out again.
Ryan Cullen, everybody. There he is. Great stuff. What a good bit of joke chat that was. That was recorded in Adelaide.
Oh, brilliant.
In Adelaide, because, you know, Ryan and I were doing a show together in Adelaide, and great stuff. I didn't really know Ryan that well before the before that festival, but, yeah, he's now my best friend.
Oh, is he? Great stuff. Nothing more from me, Mark. Bye-bye.
Oh, Danny doesn't mean that, because we've got lots of touring to do. We're going on the tour. There's about 50 dates left on the Quip Off The Mark tour. It finishes at the end of November. And that's it. That is it. That is the last of it. So if you want to see the tour, go to marksimmons.co.uk. Got loads of places. We've just added Billericay. That's one of the new ones we've just added. We've got Lancaster. All sorts. Check it out. marksimmons.co.uk. Check Danny out at Danny Ward Comedian, and Mark Simmons at Jokes with Mark. Thanks, everybody. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember, be more Gareth.
Be more Gareth.
You did it again. Hashtag Awooga.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.